Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 28th, Tuesday, 2020, Day 28. Today's topic, why can't forgive from your heart? Let go. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 17 verses 10 to 15. Exodus chapter 5 verse 22 to chapter 7 verse 24. Matthew chapter 18 verse 23 to chapter 19 verse 12. Proverbs 5 verses 22 to 23. Today's main passages. Psalm 17 verse 15. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. Then Matthew chapter 17, verses 23 to 35. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me and I will pay back." But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said, "I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, why can't forgive from your heart? let go. The topic I receive from the Lord makes my hands shaking and my heart trembling. Because if I am that person who cannot forgive those who owe me, those who did me harm, even I did good to them, I would be like those as says in today's psalm, with callous hearts, or the Pharaoh whose heart was hard, unyielding, and refused to let go of God's people. I was being challenged by the Holy Spirit this morning. If I still put into jail deep down in my heart those who did me wrong, have I let them go? Oh Lord, I do have. I repent and ask for forgiveness. How about you? Yeah, maybe I have not let those people go. Yeah, how about you? If you are willing to examine yourself and repent, then each morning you can claim God's promise from Psalm 17, verse 15. Believe that God will give you vindication from those who did you harm, and not for you to put them into your own jail deep down in your heart. Each morning you can enjoy your having the image of God and not the image of Pharaoh. Each morning you have the presence of God and a face-to-face closeness and relationship with Him. Satisfied each morning. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me not to have a callous heart or like the Pharaoh whose heart was hard, unyielding, and refused to let go of your people. That each morning I can enjoy having the image of you, your presence, and a face-to-face closeness and relationship with you. That I can be satisfied each morning and throughout that day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of attitude and action do you need to take so that you won't become a Pharaoh, not letting go of God's people into His promised land? And that you do not have anyone put into jail deep down into your own heart. Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? May the Lord bless you.